I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Farm and Ranch Report. Clifton Larson Allen Principal and Farm CPA Today blogger Paul Niefer speaks to what has been proposed by President Trump in his budget when it comes to crop insurance.
President Trump's budget proposal has some fairly major changes proposed for crop insurance, but in the current proposal, they're talking about having sort of a means testing that if your average gross income as a farmer is over $500,000, that you might not receive any subsidy at all on crop insurance, or they would actually cap the subsidy at $40,000. If you currently get $100,000, premium subsidy, you now would only get a $40,000 premium subsidy. They're also talking about eliminating the harvest price election, where you can actually get paid the harvest price if it's greater than the discovery price at the beginning of the season. That actually raises quite a bit of money. Both of those proposals, I think, raise about $2 to $3 billion over a 10-year period, which in the long run is not that big of a deal for the budget. But it's something where they start at sort of the worst case, and it ends up being not quite as bad.
To read more of Niefer's informative blog, go to farmcpatoday.com.
For more ag news, go to aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.